Back here on News Radio KMAN, Voice of Manhattan since 1950. We're talking e-scooters today, and they are a new thing here in Manhattan. A pilot program launched this past weekend here with Link, the micro-mobility company that K-State and the city of Manhattan have partnered to ride these scooters, how they can go about doing that. I know there's an app for that.
Yeah, so if you're just sitting at your house and you're curious.
Did we lose Evan?
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe Evan will come back here in a sec. This is Paul. So I think he was going to say that you can simply, go to the Link site and download the app onto your phone. Brandon, I think you've already done that.
Yes, I have. I actually have it right up on my phone now, and it's got.
And if you're out in, and you just cross one, and you pull up your camera on your iPhone or your cell phone and put it next to one of our little QR barcode that's on there, and it will just take you right to the app to download. Then once you have that app on there, anytime you just scan the QR that's right on the top of the scooter there, it'll take you right in and just hit start ride and you are good to go. It's very user friendly.
All right, and I can see there's a number of stations where you can check out the scooters, and it tells you kind of how many are at each station, which is really nice. So if you're, let's just say, for example, I'm over here at North Juliet, and what would that be? The crossroad be? I guess it would be Bluemont. There's a station a couple blocks away at 9th and Bluemont, and there's 9 scooters available there, it looks like. So there's another station not too far from there also has 2 scooters, so I like that. And you can kind of see how far you have to go to check out a scooter, and it's pretty easy to do. So I think what it costs $1 to check out, and then 25 cents per minute.
Correct.
All right, very good. Well, easy enough, and it's not too hard. You mentioned scanning the QR code, and it charges you by the minute, and boy, it's a lot of fun. How long do people typically tend to ride for? Do you have like an average?
Yeah, it looks like, the average trip we're seeing is about, in terms of time, it's about, 10 or 15 minutes per trip, translates into about, a mile and a half average per ride. In the coming weeks, we're really looking forward to sharing more stats. 6 rides per scooter per day so far since launching on Saturday. That's just a huge number, and I think really speaks to the demand. Obviously, school starting again is a factor there. We have done about 4,000 trips just since Saturday. So, we like to see those kind of numbers, not just because it's healthy, in general, but because, the more people out there on the streets, the safer it is for everyone. And when people are driving, they now expect to see scooters as they're turning, as they're driving, so that's like a big plus for safety. And speaking of safety, I also just wanted to mention, these aren't toys, right? These are vehicles. And when you're riding a scooter, in Manhattan, it's very important to really follow traffic laws. That means, no double riding, stopping at red lights, don't ride the wrong way down the streets. And please do not ride drunk. There have been a few incidents in other cities with drunk scooter riders. And it's probably even more dangerous to ride a scooter drunk, than even to drive in some cases, because you really need to have your focus as you're riding, especially if you're in mixed traffic. So that's common sense, but it bears mentioning. And as I said, always yield to pedestrians.
Are there any restrictions on where scooters should not be ridden? Because we have a real busy road here, Tuttle Creek Boulevard, where a lot of traffic goes on. And I think maybe some have been seen over there.
Yes. So our geo map, it won't go past. You cannot go past Tuttle Creek Boulevard. So you can get pretty close. We do have, sometimes some outliers that get through. But for the most part, our geo line is at Tuttle Creek Boulevard. And then also when you go into downtown and the Aggieville areas, the sidewalks are off limits, so it should interrupt your ride there, and you want to stick to the streets in those areas. Pretty much other than that, you are free to roam the city.
All right. Easy enough. And, I think it's great for college students, probably more so than than just about anybody here in the community, because a lot of those college students live around that part, and boy, parking can be a premium sometimes at on campus.
Yeah, you know, Brandon, you really hit on, I think, you know, one of the big benefits to micromobility. You know, it's just been the last couple of years that shared e-scooters have been, you know, a thing, you know, in cities. And, you know, there's been, you know, a lot of conversation around, you know, their proper place in the transportation ecosystem. But, you know, I think scooters are working at their best when, as you point out, they're, you know, replacing car trips, you know, helping people find a more convenient way to travel where parking isn't such a hassle, right? And so, you know, Paris is an interesting city that is taking that even a step further. They're taking, you know, a select number of car parking spaces and, you know, converting, you know, that street space into scooter parking, you know, bike parking, you know, recognizing that you can park, you know, many scooters in the same space as just one car. So really, I think we're getting to a place where, you know, every modern city, every modern town is going to have, you know, shared e-scooters as an option. But that brings it back around to operators, right? Making sure that operators like Link are, you know, fulfilling their part of the bargain. And that means providing a scooter that's, you know, safe, robust, you know, built for shared use, you know, a service that includes, as Evan said, effective geofencing to, you know, really keep scooters from going where they're not supposed to go. And again, just contributing to an overall transportation ecosystem where people don't have to use a car if they really don't need to. You know, we're also seeing scooters providing, you know, a key sort of, you know, stand-in role for public transportation, particularly now with COVID. You know, epidemiologists and other public health experts now recommending that people engage in this kind of open-air sort of active transportation, you know, while COVID is still a thing, instead of, you know, being on crowded buses. And also that also, you know, creates more room on buses for people who really have to be there. So we're really proud that, you know, we're stepping up and providing a safe option, particularly during the, you know, this challenging time.
All right. What about weather? I know we talked during the break a little bit about how cold it can get here in Manhattan with snow. Will these operate in rain or snow?
It really depends. You know, our scooters, as I mentioned, you know, bigger baseboard, bigger wheels, you know, sort of stiffer frame and chassis. I think, you know, really more appropriate for, you know, all conditions, you know, kind of riding. You know, we put these through pretty, you know, rigorous testing, you know, as we were designing them and before they even go out on the road. And so I think in terms of, like, you know, eating up, you know, less than ideal street conditions, they're, you know, better equipped than really any scooter on the market. You know, that said, obviously when there's like a lot of snow falling, it's probably a time for us to like give our fleet a pause. You know, I haven't experienced a winter there in Manhattan. I understand it can really depend on the day. It's highly variable. But you know, you'd be surprised at like how scooters in other cities, you know, you do see a drop off in demand in the winter months, but, you know, most of the time, you know, especially with, you know, good snow removal and ice removal, we're able to stay operational.
All right. Well, yeah,
we did have a big storm here the other day, Saturday night, and, they held up fantastic in that weather. They were out overnight and still running with no instances. So that was good to see.
All right, well, very good. Well, a lot of people are excited, I know, here in our community to see those out, the 150 scooters. And, of course, depending on the response, that could grow. Isn't that right, Paul?
You know, I think so. You know, we're really taking our cues, you know, from the city. And, you know, they've just been tremendous partners so far. And so we're really at their whim. You know, given the demand that we're seeing, you know, there may be a good case for, you know, trickling out, you know, a larger fleet. But, you know, we're still in the first week of operation, so as Evan said, we really just want to make sure that we're doing our jobs right before we think about expanding. But, you know, again, early returns are very, very positive, and, you know, it looks like Manhattan is really going to be a terrific scooter town.
All right, where can they find the app real quick, and before I let you go?
Just in your app store, just go to wherever you get your apps from, type in Link, L-I-N-K. Or just walk up to a scooter, pull out your camera, highlight the QR code, and it'll take you straight to that app as well.
All right. Sounds good. Paul Steely-White, Evan Lockmiller, joining us here on In Focus today, talking about the Link e-scooters in Manhattan. Thank you guys so much. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Brandon.
Thank you.
It's All right. It's always a pleasure. And thanks to everybody being on the program today. Of course, USD 383 Manhattan Ogden Schools. They got a big school board meeting tonight. Reopening plan will be discussed. Coming up tomorrow, we will talk with the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce, and Jason Smith will join us, along with Darren Solden.
Clark Howard comes up after CBS News in just a few seconds, actually. Then it'll be the Rush Limbaugh Show, Dan Patrick, and no game today. We have Royals and a doubleheader against the Reds beginning at 4 o'clock. News Radio KMAN, the voice of Manhattan since 1950.